Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden holds his first press conference in months. Residents sue New York State for dispensing COVID treatments based on race. The Supreme Court saves the air travel mask mandate. Economists rank the hottest housing markets in America. Also, I had the questions Mr. Biden must answer. But first, the president will hold his first press briefing of the new year this afternoon. Mr. Biden has held fewer conferences than his five predecessors. Today's event with reporters will be his 10th since taking office a year ago. Latest polling shows about 35% of the public approve of Mr. Biden's job performance, 54% disapprove. More on the president's big day coming up. Some citizens in the Big Apple suing the state for dispensing COVID medication based on skin color. The group claims health officials are violating the Constitution by giving priority treatment to non-whites. New York Governor Hochul believes Black and Hispanics are, quote, high risk from the virus because of historical and racial inequities in the healthcare system. Should be an interesting court case. The Supreme Court refusing to block mask mandates for air travel. The case, originally filed in Florida, claims the White House overstepped its authority in requiring citizens to wear face coverings on planes, trains, and other public transportation. The decision comes just days after the same court ruled against the Biden administration stopping Mr. Biden's vaccine mandate for private business. But travel orders are apparently a different thing, according to the Supremes. Real estate experts ranking the hottest housing markets in America, nearly all, can be found in red states. Top five: Charlotte, North Carolina; San Antonio, Texas; Raleigh, North Carolina; Jacksonville, Florida. Number one, Tampa. Home prices there are up 25% compared to 2019. In a moment, the questions the press should ask President Biden today on behalf of the American people. Six things we have a right to know. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As mentioned, President Biden will answer questions today to mark his 1 year in office. So here are six questions that I have that I, as an American citizen, not just a journalist, want answered. Number one, Mr. President, you campaigned on mitigating COVID, but it is worse now than under President Trump. Why? Do you support school shutdowns over COVID? So the why is basically a science question, but I'd like to see if he can explain it. And the school shutdowns, that's an interesting situation. Question number two. Mr. President, what specifically are you doing to stop inflation? Now, this is a tough question because specifically is the key to this. What steps are being taken to bring inflation down? It's now running about 10% a year and workers are getting hammered. I don't think Mr. Biden can answer that question, but let's be fair and give him a chance. Number three. Mr. President, why have millions of migrants entered the USA illegally on your watch? Again, I don't think Mr. Biden can answer that question. when I say can, I don't think he has the mental acuity to do it. But I could be wrong. But everybody knows the southern border is a disaster. It's basically an open border. And not only people are coming, but narcotics are streaming into this country. Question number four, Mr. President, do you oppose voters showing identification before casting a ballot? If so, why? This is the key to the entire Democratic Party's mantra of Republicans suppressing the vote. I'm just a regular voter. I have to show ID when I walk into the polling place. I don't think that's racist. I don't think it suppresses anything. The government will give you an ID free if you don't have one. Now, that's a very simple question for Mr. Biden. Do you oppose voter IDs? Question number five, Mr. President, can you define critical race theory? Again, I don't think the man can do it. And I'd like to know what the level of mental acuity, sorry to use the word twice, is for the most powerful man in the world. And the last question I think has to be asked, Mr. President, do you believe critical race theory is a valid subject for school children? So the clueless White House press corps has to ask about COVID and inflation. But many of these people will try to protect Joe Biden because that's what their corporate masters want. As a fair analyst, I will listen to this press conference today objectively, and I will report tonight live on BillO'Reilly.com and tomorrow on the radio during this broadcast. So I hope you will stay close. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The United States Constitution, unique among all nations on earth, apart from outlining the responsibilities given to the American government, it specifically lists things the feds cannot do to private citizens. Chief among them, violate freedom of speech, religion, press, and the right to self-protection with a gun. The Second Amendment states, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, unquote. The history behind the amendment dates all the way back to the Revolution. During the Revolutionary War, a militia referred to groups of men who banded together to protect their communities, towns, colonies, and eventually states. At the time, most people in America believed that governments in general used soldiers to oppress their own people. So, the wisdom was that the central government in the new United States should only be allowed to raise an army when facing foreign adversaries. For all other purposes, safety should be provided by ordinary citizens themselves using their own weapons. Now, that is key to understanding the debate today. 40% of Americans now live in a household with at least one firearm. 30% own a gun. When asked by Gallup, 63% say they own a weapon for personal protection or to protect a small business. After abortion, guns are the most divisive issue in American politics. Half of the voters want more restrictive gun laws. The other half want less regulations on firearms. And here's something else you might not know. Our Second Amendment inspired other countries around the world to provide their citizens with the right to own guns. Bolivia, Costa Rica, Colombia, Honduras, Nicaragua, Liberia, Guatemala, and Mexico all passed those laws. However, all of those countries, excluding Mexico and Guatemala, have since rescinded the gun laws, the right to bear arms. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.